And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
I'm coming. Oh, hi, Connie.
You could have told me, you know.
Come in. I was just having breakfast. Would you like something?
Breakfast? Whit, how can you think of breakfast at a time like this?
At a time like what? It's morning.
Is Jason here?
Oh, he's upstairs sleeping. He got in on a late flight last night. Connie, what in the world is wrong with you?
You guys and your secrets,
huh?
That's what. Well, it's out now. Maybe you should wake Jason up.
You already did. What's going on down here?
Well, that's what I'm trying to find out.
Okay, this is really bad, Whit. Jason, why didn't you tell me?
Tell you what? What did I do this time?
Where's the computer?
My laptop is set up on the kitchen table. I was looking at the news over the internet.
Okay, well, then you can see for yourselves.
Do you know what she's talking about?
I have no idea.
Okay, I was browsing the web this morning, you know, checking out the various sites and blogs, and I found the latest from Rusty Gordon. He posted it last night. Look, I'll pull it up for you.
Connie, you really should stop reading Rusty's stuff. All he does is make fun of Odyssey, and it only puts you in a bad mood.
Like now.
Well, it's bigger than that this time. Here it is. Okay, listen. He's got a new feature now called The Secret Odyssey. Notice the word secret and how things aren't always as they seem around here? Listen to this. For example, Odyssey has its own James Bond. That's right. Quaint little Odyssey has a field agent for the intelligence community living right there, pretending to live a normal life. But then he disappears and travels around the world on top secret missions. Yet to meet Jason Whittaker, you'd never guess it. And look, there's a photo of Jason behind the counter at Wit's End. Well?
Well, I don't know what to say.
I do. I look like I have a double chin in that picture. Do I have a double chin?
Jason?
Look, I mean, it's not a big deal.
Not a big deal? Is it true? Are you a secret agent?
I'm an analyst for the government, Connie.
Yeah, right. And what do you analyze?
All kinds of stuff.
You two are peas in a pod. Like father, like son. Is that it?
Oh, calm down, Connie.
Okay, so let's just forget that I've been kept in the dark all this time, okay? You've still got a problem.
And what's that?
Ever since Rusty started blogging about Odyssey, lots of people around here read it, even though it is annoying. They're going to know about you.
Okay, so now they know. Look, if you don't mind, I'm going to go try to get a little more sleep, okay? I'm really tired. Nighty night.
What?
I guess he's not too worried about it, which means we shouldn't be either. Oh, you know, if I don't get moving, I'll be late getting to the shop. I'm meeting with the contractor about the renovation. They've got some ideas for the tunnels.
Great. I cannot believe you two.
Don't be overdramatic.
Overdramatic? I am the epitome of reserve. But I still can't believe you didn't tell me.
You've known as much as it was safe for you to know. Now, if you'll excuse me.
Well, I'll see you at Wit's End.
Oh, you don't have to come in today. We're closed. Remember, the whole place will be a hard hat area.
I know, but you're going to need help handling the crowd.
Crowd? What crowd?
The crowd that'll want to meet our very own James Bond.
Well, you don't really think there'll be a crowd, do you?
You watch.
Hi, it's me. It's happened. Code 14.
You know what to do.
Yeah, I know. Come in.
Jason, did you make the call?
Just now.
And?
They'll play it by the book. Standard procedure.
Good, good. Do they know they have a mole?
I doubt it. It could be anyone. I'm glad you've got friends in the right places. Otherwise, we would have been caught completely off guard.
Well, none of this is foolproof, but that's the best I could come up with on short notice.
It'll work. I'm really sorry about this, Dan.
Oh, why?
Well, it's... you know.
I know, son.
Hey, boss.
What?
I got some bad news. Some guy blabbed about that Jason Whittaker on a website. He told everyone that Whittaker is an intelligence agent.
What?
Sorry.
Get the team together. Now! We have to speed up our whole plan. And get that moron of an informant on the phone.
Will do, boss.
You may think you'll escape me, Jason Whittaker, but you're deeply, seriously, and sadly mistaken. Ouch.
I may be wrong, Dad, but I think you're supposed to put the worm on the hook, not your finger.
I was just testing the sharpness of the hook, that's all. I don't want the fish to get away because we're using dull hooks.
Sure.
Okay, I think if I try it this way, just...
Ouch! Oh.
You don't really know how to do it, do you?
You know, my dad took me fishing when I was a kid. That's why I wanted to try it with you. I mean, it can't be that hard to remember how to... Ouch! Okay, that's it. I'm done. Let the fish starve.
We don't have to fish. We can just sit here and hang out. I know. Let's turn on the radio.
Again? Oh, this is the great outdoors. I don't know why you brought the radio.
To keep up with the current events. You know.
Oh, yeah. Jason Whittaker, secret agent.
I think it's so cool. He's been here in Odyssey, right under our noses. And he was a spy the whole time.
An analyst, if I heard correctly. Not very exciting.
That's just part of his cover.
Yeah, right. Go ahead and turn on the radio. Maybe the fish will come towards the shore to hear the exciting news.
And that's something for us to think about while we wait for a statement here at Wit's End about Rusty Gordon's blog. Well, there's quite a crowd now, and there's a very suspicious character over by the... Oh, sorry, that's my producer. Hi. And so far, no one's come out to...
Oh, wait a minute. The front door is opening and... No, it isn't Jason Whittaker. It's his father, John Avery Whittaker. Or maybe it's Jason disguised as his father. That would be a good trick. Hey, you never know what's real these days.
All right, folks, listen to me, please. As you know, Wit's End is closed for our renovations. And if you're expecting Jason, he isn't coming. So please, go home. You're getting in the way of our construction workers, and someone could get hurt. Now, please go home.
You don't really think they'll leave, do you?
Probably not. But what are they waiting for? Do they think Jason is going to go out and perform some secret agent tricks for them?
Here, have some lemonade.
Thank you.
Oh, Jason called while you were out with the crowd.
Oh? What did he say?
Only that he was going to keep a low profile. Oh, and he said something weird.
Like what?
He said he wanted you to remember that Jacob wrestled the angel.
I see.
It's some kind of secret agent code, isn't it?
Connie, just do me a favor, and in about 10 minutes, go out again and tell everyone to go home. Jason isn't coming. He's gone. I'll be down in my workshop.
In your workshop? But... Wait, he's gone? What does that mean, Whit?
Meet me in the workshop, Connie. We have work to do.
So, are we done with our fishing time?
I am if you are.
Good. Then let's pack up and go find some land animal to have for breakfast.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah.
Over there, on the dock. Isn't that Jason Whittaker?
I don't know him.
It is. What's he doing up here?
Trying to foil some plot to take over the world from the looks of it. Grab the tackle box.
Look, there's someone coming up behind him.
It's none of our business, son.
I know, but don't pack so fast. I want to see what happens.
Sure, I'm gonna miss this.
Jacob wrestled the angel.
And the angel said, "Your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel."
Glad you still remember your passwords.
It's good to see you too, Tasha.
Hmm. This is a beautiful spot. You're being watched, you know. That boy and the man.
Oh, that's Grady. And his dad, I think. I don't know them very well.
So, you've blown your cover.
I didn't blow it. Rusty Gordon blabbed about it on a blog. Gotta wonder how he found out, though.
Well, however it happened, you're in trouble.
Trouble? Not moi.
Then why did you call in?
Just following procedure.
Since when did you ever follow procedure?
So why did they send you? I thought you quit the service and settled down in suburban land somewhere.
I decided to take a break after that trouble in Venice. I moved to the relocation department. It's nice, quiet, domestic work. Most of the time. Not this time, Jason.
Look, let's not make a big deal out of it, okay? Rusty Gordon blabbed on a blog, that's all. Just a little damage control, and there'll be nothing to worry about.
But there is. Anyone who has ever had a grudge against you will eventually come here to find you.
Well, then it's a good thing all the bad guys I dealt with are put away.
Not all.
Oh?
The Whisperer.
The Whisperer? That hack? What's he done now?
Well, he escaped from prison a week ago, that's what.
What did he do? Email himself out?
Close. He used a prison computer to hack into the government system and worked the bureaucracy to get himself paroled. By the time they realized what had happened, he was gone.
Ooh, that's pretty embarrassing.
It's more than embarrassing, Jason. For years, he's declared that he'll get revenge on the agent who locked him up. That would be you. And now he knows where you are.
Big deal. He was a second-rate criminal when we put him in. He'll be a third-rate fugitive. I'm not worried.
Well, fortunately for you, I am. That's why I'm here to get you out. We're leaving now.
Terrific. I need a vacation anyway.
This is no vacation. You're leaving Odyssey. For good.
Come on, Tasha. No need to be overdramatic about it.
Just following procedure, Jason. You know how it works. You had to do the same for me. Remember?
Yeah, I remember. Well, that's interesting.
What?
Over there. Looks like a model boat on the water.
Oh. Some kid probably forgot it.
Yeah, but it's moving like it's being piloted.
By the world's smallest captain? Maybe it belongs to Grady and his dad. Come on, Jason, let's get out of here.
Give me a minute, will you?
Why?
If it's the last I'm going to see of this place, I'd like a chance to say goodbye.
You're too sentimental. I park down the road. I'll go get the car and bring it over to the boathouse. I'll meet you there. I don't want you out in the open any more than is necessary.
Right. The boathouse.
This better not be a trick, Jason.
A trick? Ooh, you wound me, Tasha. After all we've been to each other.
Mm-hmm. Right. You've got 5 minutes.
Okay, son, let's go.
Wait a second, Dad.
What now?
That lady left, and Jason's walking over to the boathouse.
So?
I want to go talk to him.
Why? Do you know him?
Yeah, from Wits End. I want to ask him a couple of questions.
Okay. I'll take this stuff up to the car, and you meet me there.
Thanks.
But make it snappy. I'm hungry.
Okay.
That's really weird.
Hi, Jason.
Oh, hey, Grady. What are you doing here?
My dad and I were fishing, and I saw you walking, and I wanted to say hi.
Oh, well, hi. Is that your model boat?
No.
Uh-oh.
Is it true, Jason? Are you really a secret agent?
Look, I'd really like to talk to you about that sometime, but right now you should go.
Go? But I just wanted to ask...
Grady, there's something about this boat.
It's just a battleship. A pretty good replica, too. And look, the little guns are turning.
In our direction. Grady, move!
Ow!
Ow! Hey, it hurt. Where's your dad? Is he around?
What are those things? Little stingers? Ow. I don't feel very good, Jason.
Grady! These stingers are drugged. Oh boy, this is not good.
They're out cold. Perfect. Let's get him in the car, Romer.
Even the kid?
Yeah, I guess so. The boss said to bring Whitaker and whoever was with him.
Okie dokie.
Grady! Grady!
Boy, where'd he go?
Excuse me.
Yeah?
You haven't seen a man walking around here, have you? Jason Whitaker?
My son went to the boathouse to talk to Jason.
Oh?
I heard a car go by a couple of minutes ago. Do you think Jason took Grady for a ride?
No. No, Jason's car was parked near mine. Which way did the car go?
Up into the mountain.
What's that noise?
What noise? A helicopter?
Oh, no.
What's going on here? Grady! Grady!
Hello? 2362 here. I've got a code 96.
Grady!
You understand? Code 96. An agent and civilian.
Civilian? Are you talking about my son?
Just hold on, sir. Initiate
Grady!
A track on a Robinson 44 helicopter heading
Grady!
South from Trickle Lake.
Where's my son? Grady!
Secure?
Yeah, boss.
And our decoy helicopter?
On its way out. And the lady agent?
Will no doubt follow it, believing that Jason is a hostage. And while they're chasing the helicopter, we're nice and snug in our little cabin in their own backyard.
Yeah. Look, boss, about the kid.
What about him?
I'm not comfortable about him being here. I only brought him because of your orders, but he's just a kid.
That's right. And he may be an incentive for Jason Whitaker to cooperate. Get the smelling salts. Let's wake up our secret agent.
So, Agent Huddleston, the helicopter is heading to the southeast. What's down there?
A few small towns, mostly farms and woods. The pilot of the helicopter isn't responding to their calls.
Did the Air Force get a visual?
Not yet. They've got an F-16 on the way.
Okay, keep tracking it. And when the F-16 catches up, tell the pilot not to engage. Give us a visual first.
Look, I don't know who you people are, but if my son's been kidnapped, then I want the police.
We are the police, Mr. McKay.
What kind of police? CIA? FBI? NSA? Who are you guys?
Hi, Tasha. Thanks for calling. Carson, what are you doing here?
Wait a minute. Whit, what are you doing here? I called to let you know about Jason, but I didn't want you to come up here.
Well, you didn't expect me to sit around and wait, did you? How in the world did they get away in a helicopter? Where are your people?
Our people checked the area as thoroughly as they could on such short notice.
What are you two talking about? Did you know there was a possibility something might happen?
We prepare for as many contingencies as we can, Mr. McKay.
But I don't understand. Why would they take Grady?
We don't know.
Then at least tell me who's behind this.
We don't know for certain.
But you have an idea.
Please, Mr. McKay, you have to be patient. We won't let anything happen to your son.
Meaning that something could happen to him.
Whit?
Okay, Tasha. Carson, let's take a walk over to the boathouse and I'll do my best to explain.
All right, boys, listen to me. I want two of you to go into town and check the hotels, the motels, houses for rent.
Well, I'm listening.
My son Jason works for the government.
So I heard. And some guy on the web told everyone.
Well, that's right. So Tasha, the agent in charge, came to get Jason out of Odyssey. This was their rendezvous point. Obviously, something went wrong.
You bet something went wrong. They took my son.
Well, he wasn't supposed to be here.
We were fishing together. Didn't it occur to them that innocent people might be here too?
Well, apparently it didn't.
Okay, look. You know my background, Whit. I've dealt with some pretty sordid characters in my past. I promise I won't get hysterical. Just tell me. Who took my son?
Have you ever heard of Sherman Wirt?
No. Who is he?
He's a criminal that Jason put behind bars a number of years ago. He goes by the nickname The Whisperer. And they think he's here for revenge.
Wakey, wakey.
Oh, my head.
Step aside, Maurice. Hello, Jason.
What? You'll have to speak up.
Don't taunt me.
What? Is that you, Sherman? Or since we're old pals, can I still call you Squirt?
Don't call me Squirt. I am the Whisperer. Why do you insist on making it so hard on yourself?
Oh, nice trick with the boat. Wish I had toys like that when I was growing up. Where's Grady?
Grady?
The boy who was with me.
He's safe for the moment. Now, down to business. You know why I'm here.
Yeah, revenge. Fine. Do your worst.
Revenge? That can wait. Where is my program?
What program?
Don't be coy. I want applesauce.
Good with pork chops.
Stop it! You know how reckless I get when I'm angry. People get hurt. You'll get hurt. Now tell me, Whittaker, where is my computer program? I want applesauce.
Applesauce? That's old news, Squirt. It's long gone. Like the Commodore 64 computer and dot matrix printers. Outdated and outmoded. We tossed it.
I don't believe you.
Well, it's true. Applesauce is a has-been, way past its expiration date.
You're lying to me. That program was far ahead of its time. Far ahead of this time. With the right application, one could, dare I say it, rule the world!
Yeah, well, good luck with that. Now, if you'll just untie me...
Tell me where I can find applesauce.
Listen, Squirt. You know how it works in the intelligence business. Things get handed off for analysis from one department to another, and suddenly, no one knows where things are. You were in jail for a long time, you know.
Thanks to you.
Hey, that wasn't my fault. Nobody forced you to try to hack into Fort Knox. Blaming others for your own actions is a sign of weakness, Squirt.
Stop calling me Squirt!
Anger management. You might want to consider that, too.
Suit yourself, Jason. Must I resort to less pleasant means of persuasion?
For example?
Notice my new cane.
Very dapper.
Maurice, step over here, please.
Yeah, boss?
Jason, I want you to watch what my cane can do with just one touch.
Now, wait, boss.
So, your cane's a cattle prod. Very impressive. You all right, Maurice?
Not really. No.
You don't scare me, Squirty. You tried that kind of thing with me before, remember? Didn't work.
I don't intend to use it on you. I'm thinking of your little friend Grady. Tell me where to find my applesauce program, or he will not be happy.
Well, when you put it that way, okay, I'll tell you.
Ha! You may try to resist me, but I can assure you that you'll regret your... What did you say?
I said I'll take you to the program.
That's too easy. You're trying to trick me.
It's an old program, Shermie. It's not worth anyone suffering over. I mean, to be honest, I was bracing myself for some kind of big, painful revenge scene.
Oh, when I have applesauce, I'll get my revenge on you. And the whole world!
You really gotta work on that delivery.
No kidding. So, take me to applesauce.
On one condition. Grady has gotta be kept safe, and I don't want him to feel threatened.
If you behave, there's no reason for him to feel threatened. He'll be perfectly safe, because he'll be with us the whole time. Now take me to applesauce!